All right, let's get to the group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Amy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Need some advice about something that happened recently. So over the holidays, my boyfriend proposed to me.
Yay!
And while it should have been one of the happiest moments of my life, something unexpected happened.
Okay.
When he got down on one knee, he accidentally said his ex-girlfriend's name instead of mine during the proposal.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now, he was super nervous.
Uh-huh.
Corrected himself immediately, was clearly embarrassed, but now my friends are making a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
Now, I kind of thought it was cute because I had no reason to worry about this woman.
Uh-huh.
But they're questioning whether he's truly over her and are planting doubts in my mind about his loyalty now.
Oh, friends.
For context, we've been together for a little over 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I've never had any reason to doubt his feelings for me.
Uh-huh.
So this feels like it could have just been a slip of the tongue. It's hard not to overthink it when my friends, though, keep bringing it up.
Right.
Plus, my now fiancé doesn't want me to tell anybody our proposal story.
Oh, my gosh. And now you're telling us, and you told your friends.
Should I be worried about what happened?
Oh, my gosh.
Or am I letting other people's opinions get in my head? Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks so much.
Amy, you not only told your friends after your fiancé was like, hey, 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 let's just keep this between us. But then you told a radio show.
We don't need to point that out. Just
yeah.
a couple of us.
Yeah, yeah. It's
just a couple of
by
us.
The way, it's Amy in quotes.
Right.
And if
right.
you did accidentally call your now fiance by the wrong name during your proposal just a couple weeks ago, then we're not talking about you.
We're
okay?
not talking
this is someone
about
else.
That. Not you.
This
it's
is
not
someone
you.
Else. This is different.
By the way, I did follow up and ask, and the ex's name is similar. It
oh.
is similar.
Similar
to quote Amy's real name.
What's similar to Amy?
It's Amy is not her real name.
Oh. Oh.
It's not her name, but her real name, the ex's name is similar.
Okay.
So could, again, supports her slip of the tongue kind of, you know, defense.
Maybe. Maybe.
But, and I get why he doesn't want other people to know that little fun fact.
Sure, because everybody's going to do what her friends did.
Exactly.
And question his...
Exactly.
His loyalty.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't say... I can't even ask my famous question. Has this happened to you? Because I don't... This is very unique.
It is. It is. I mean, it's... The first thing that kind of came to my mind is like when we were little, my mom was yelling for either me or my sister. You know, my sister's name is Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie Kelly. So my mom would always be like, Kelly, you know, when she's trying to yell and you kind of slip up, you mess up the name a little bit because they're very, very similar. So maybe it was just one of those things. Again, he was nervous.
I mean, I've messed up my daughter's names before, like
yes.
wanting to call Zoe Isabella or Sophia
right.
Zoe or, you know.
And they're not anything alike.
No, or I'll slip a dog name in there or a cat name. I mean,
uh-huh.
like you know, it happens. But this is your proposal.
Yeah,
it's
okay,
not
listen.
Something where it's happening suddenly and you're having to come up with the name off the top of your head.
Okay.
And you're trying to reach and you roll down the Rolodex of names.
So what I'm hearing you say, sir, is you're on Team Friends that this is a significant blunder that
I
has meaning behind it.
Look, I'm just saying that. I think that maybe your friends are blowing it a little out of proportion. Maybe it was
okay.
a little slip of the tongue. But, you know, you can't... I get why you're a little bit freaked out now, because well, now your friends are in your head and...
Yes, but if she says herself, he's never given her a reason to doubt his feelings.
Okay.
And I feel like that's what we lean into more.
Well, now he's given you a reason to doubt his feelings.
You're not helping. You're not helping. I feel like
right.
that was a little blip moment, but if there was nothing behind it that supports maybe there's something, a deeper meaning behind why his brain said that name instead of yours. in the moment.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. We will do that next. Man, y'all are not helping Amy at all. It's 99.7 DJX.
Bless your hearts, though.
Group therapy. So Amy, not her real name, which I need to keep reminding myself of. Her boyfriend proposed over the holiday, but he accidentally called her by his ex-girlfriend's name during the proposal.
And, you know, she was just like, listen, he was just nervous, slip of the tongue. Her friends are all like,
Yeah, right? Right?
Yep, they think that there should be, like, there's significant meaning behind that.
Yeah, and they've kind of needled her enough that she's all in her head, and now that's why she's kind of reaching out to us and going, okay, what do you all think?
Yeah, Brittany says, I'm torn on this one. If you've never had a reason to doubt how he feels about you and he was nervous, I think it's just a slip of the tongue. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, after 2 years and he said her name, it still feels like maybe she's fresh on his mind. Sorry, I'm no help on this one.
Oh, Alexis texts in and says your ex's name shouldn't be in your vocabulary enough that it just slips out. Oh. You see your kids and your dogs and your animals and say their names every day. So she's kind of saying that the whole, like, your mom calling you and your sister, mixing up you and your sister's names, Kelly and Carrie and all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That kind of debunks that, at least in Alexis's mind.
Yeah, Melanie says on Facebook, I tell your friends to be quiet, be transparent in your thoughts, and move on. It's a little odd. My husband proposed, and then I asked about a date, and he said his previous wedding anniversary date. We were married 36 years. I'm a widow, not a divorcee.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, and then Chrissy is saying what many came to the comments to say. I, Ross, take thee, Rachel. Yeah, there's no way I could marry someone if they called me their ex's name. Doesn't matter if it was an accident or not, but that's just me. Mm. Do you remember the episode? Do you know the Friends fabric? Ross was marrying someone else.
Yeah.
And was at the altar saying Rachel.
Rachel, right. Right.
And then, of course, he ends up with Rachel.
Right.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. So I was going to say, are people then saying, hey, let's look at what happened at Friends and think maybe this is actually something? Jessica rolls in and says, if he said her name, she's still on his mind, period.
Yep. That's what Trina said, too, when Ross was full on at the altar getting married and said, I, Ross, take thee, Rachel.
Oh, my gosh.
Ross-Rachel. It's the Ross-Rachel excuse. But again, I'm also going to kind of support Jess when she says, what do you think? How do you feel? This is your life, not your friends.
True.
Great story for the grandkids, too.
Yeah, and Carla is kind of like, hey, part of life is laughing at our mistakes and moving forward. You know, good luck. And so, you know, basically saying, hey, just forgive him for this little slip. And, and you know, there's a lot of people, though, that are like, I'd watch your back, girl. you know, so maybe, you know, we kind of go back to what you had said. And then, like, hey, if he hasn't given you a reason over the past couple years to question his loyalty to you, like, her name hasn't weirdly come up in conversation after they'd already broken up, or, you know, you haven't had that weird feeling after he said, you know, hey, I'm going to be late tonight or something like that, that he was not necessarily doing what he was saying he was doing. You know what I mean? If there weren't any of those weird things, then probably this is just a whoops.
Yep. It's just one of those, like, unfortunate because that it was her name that came out, and not that, like, he could have said his mom's name. That'd be weird, too.
I mean, if he said his mom's name, maybe it's a little less, like, weird.
Scandalous,
because then
yes.
Lisa texts in and says, he just gave her the biggest reason to doubt him.
Oh, no.
If you've been together for 2 years and he still said her name, tells me he has either talked to her or definitely has been thinking of her.
Oh, no.
Which tells me he really wanted to marry the ex first.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
Which, by the way, if you are joining the show and you're wondering what the group therapy segment's all about, our peanut gallery is very raw.
They
with their
don't
comments.
Mince words with their advice.
But sometimes that's needed, you know?
Exactly. But Sarah says, you know, premarital counseling. You know, and that, which is a good idea for anyone
sure.
looking to get married, is to talk, have the hard conversations, talk about the tough subjects first. Make mm-hmm. sure you're going to be on the same page yep. with how you approach all the big things that you might encounter as a couple,
yep.
which is always good, solid advice, no matter what's happening.
Mm.
And, you know, it's, and the Jesse says, if you decide to stay, have him propose again.
Yeah.
Then you would have a new story, especially if he doesn't want you telling the story, because obviously he feels bad.
Yeah,
he's,
that's right.
He's kind of the villain in the story a little bit because of what happened. Then have a redo.
That is a point that we made initially, but then kind of glossed over. He said that to her, to Amy, I don't want you to tell this to anybody.
Right. And but everyone's going to ask the story. So maybe have a redo. So you have a better story to tell.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Well,
good things.
Are we landing on, let's just do some, make sure you're doing premarital counseling.
Yes,
and then
do that. And then maybe we approach
keep
the
on,
subject
keeping on.
Of maybe we have a redo. And then you can have a story that he feels comfortable with you telling.
Just when I thought I was wrapping it up. Do you really want to redo, though?
Yes, you do. You can.
I don't know
yes,
if
because
you want,
she
because
wants a story
the
that
surprise
she can
isn't
tell.
There. The surprise isn't there anymore.
But
you already know it's coming.
It just, but it reiterates that he's serious about wanting to marry
and
her.
If he
and not
says
the
her
ex,
name the second time,
then you break up instantly.
Then you're like, I'm out.
Then you slam the
Could
ring
you
down.
Imagine?
You throw it back at him and you walk away.
If he's like, I love you, Allie. I mean, Amy. Like, dang it, you brought Allie up again. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.